The National Party aims to have 64,000 electric cars on New Zealand roads by 2021. Electric vehicles will use special vehicle lanes and be exempt from road user charges. More privilege for the 1% of rich New Zealanders who can afford electric cars.
Now, Shane, considering our whangarei residents struggle to pay a warrant of fitness every 6 months, and I'm just considering our local demographics and how this policy would actually benefit those constituents in the whangarei electorate.
Sure, so this is a policy around climate change, and what you'll have seen lately, you'll have seen that we've announced that a third of the fleet, the government fleet, we'd also like to be in electric vehicles. But this is towards our Paris Agreement, where we've said we're going to reduce emissions, greenhouse emissions, 30% by 2030. That's on a baseline 2005. And the way we're doing that, one of the ways to do that, is to have more electric vehicles on the road. We're also interested in insulation. We're also interested in more renewable energy, so more hydro, less coal, and electric vehicles are just one way to do that. By the way, we've also decreased the price of car registration and the ACC component to car registration. So I understand that it's still expensive to have a vehicle.
Kia ora. Thank you, Shane. Now turning to you, Tony, your response.
We need to start thinking of a 21st century transport policy, and I agree with my friend's policy on in terms of electric cars. You know, we need to start doing it. They're too expensive at the moment, but with more and more of them coming in, it's going to get more expensive. Look, it's the future. It's the future for moving people around, for transport, for climate emissions. So I don't disagree with Dr. Shane Reddy.
Kia ora. Shane Jones, your response.
Well, the introduction of electric cars, if it's the major response to New Zealand's climate change obligations, is a cop-out. We are on the verge of sending billions of dollars overseas to some unknown European bureaucrats when we should be using that money in our own country to employ ourselves, to clean the rivers, to plant trees and expand the size of the lung to deal with Aotearoa climate change issues in our own country.
Well done. Okay, and Ash, what's your response?
Agreed. Electric cars are a small part of a massive change that needs to happen. It's public transport, it's remaking our cities that work for people. Currently, our cities work for cars, and we're not cars, we're people. We need to remake our public transport so it's it engages with everyone, and so that we're living closer to each other, so we don't have to drive everywhere, so we're not using those resources in the first place.
Kia ora. And final response. Shane Deakey.
Good, thank you. So let's not actually talk about it, let's actually do it. Which government's actually built the cycleways? It was a national government that did that. Which government has actually supported public transport, the Waterview Tunnel? It's a national government that's done that. And by the way, we're also significantly funding afforestation and reforestation, to take my colleague's point here, so that we can use trees as a carbon sink.
Kia ora.